Good weekend to you, my Walking with Jesus friends. While it's not often part of mainstream conversation, have you given much thought to how the dark kingdom works in our world today? And what some evidences are when people, even your friends or family, might be harassed or oppressed by dark kingdom forces? Why do I use the phrase dark kingdom? Because Colossians chapter 1, verse 13, describes genuine Christians as people God has rescued. For he has rescued us from the kingdom of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves.
These days, we are traveling with Jesus and his disciples in the early weeks after Jesus selected 12 men to spend almost full time with him so he could teach and train them in knowing God, understanding God's truth about how to maximize our human life experience, and preparing these men to represent Jesus to the world after Jesus returned to heaven. Now let's pause and take a deep breath. Did you get all that? Have you ever tried to imagine what it would have been like to be one of those 12 disciples, or perhaps one of several women who were close to Jesus? Did you know Luke chapter 8, verse 2 says this, Jesus traveled about from one town and village to another, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom of God. The 12 were with him, and also some women who had been cured of evil spirits and various diseases. Mary, called Magdalene, from whom 7 demons had come out. Joanna, the wife of Chuza, the manager of Herod's household. Susanna, and many others. These women were helping to support them out of their own means. Now, we understand Jesus' selection of 12 men to follow him, but what about these women, and what does it mean that they were helping to support them out of their own means? And did you notice, it appears each of these women had been miraculously delivered by Jesus from either dark kingdom forces or diseases. While we have no specific record of the circumstances of their deliverances, it seems clear to me, as part of their gratitude to Jesus for his life-changing miracles in their lives, these women may have taken turns traveling with Jesus and the men from time to time, buying and preparing food for them. Have you ever thought about what it would take to feed 13 hungry guys every day for several months? Mary Magdalene is perhaps the most famous of these women, and she appears in several significant biblical scenes with Jesus. Perhaps none more significant than standing with Mary, Jesus' mother, and John at the cross while Jesus was dying, according to John 19, or Mary's encounter with resurrected Jesus on that Easter Sunday morning, according to John 20. But did you notice, Dr. Luke tells us, that Jesus had set Mary Magdalene free from the strongholds of 7 demons? To more fully understand that, let's join Jesus and his disciples today as they continue their journey from yesterday when Jesus calmed a storm on Lake Galilee, remember, according to Mark chapter 4. This remarkable story is found in Mark chapter 5 and Luke chapter 8. When Jesus and his disciples finally arrived at the far side of the lake after the storm, they were suddenly confronted by a crazy man rushing from a cemetery toward them. Luke describes this chaotic scene. When Jesus stepped ashore, he was met by a demon-possessed man. For a long time, this man had not worn clothes or lived in a house, but he had lived in the tombs. When he saw Jesus, the man cried out and fell at Jesus' feet, shouting at the top of his voice, "What do you want with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I beg you, don't torture me." For Jesus had commanded the evil spirit to come out of the man. Luke chapter 8. Wow. What do you see happening here, my friends? What does it tell us about Satan's kingdom of darkness and the powers of that dark kingdom in the lives of normal people like you and me? Look closely. Do you see evidence of the strong influence of the dark kingdom in the life of this man? First, this man preferred living among the dead rather than living with his family or the people of his town. A fascination with death is an obvious evidence of the work of the dark kingdom in someone's mind and heart. Why? Because while Jesus came to show us how much God loves the human race he made in his image, and God is a God of life and joy and loving relationships, Satan is exactly the opposite. The dark kingdom works to draw people into isolation from those who try to love them. The dark kingdom draws people to depression or all forms of darkness, suffering, or even death. Do you remember Jesus said to Nicodemus, "This is the verdict. Light has come into the world, but people love darkness rather than light because their deeds are evil. Everyone who does evil hates the light and will not come into the light for fear that their deeds will be exposed. But whoever lives by the truth comes into the light so that it may be plainly seen that what they have done has been done in the sight of God." John chapter 3. The demon-possessed man lived an out-of-control life in a cemetery. His traumatized reaction to Jesus, the living light, Emmanuel, God among us, is the demonic dark kingdom response to Jesus. I've seen demon-influenced people respond like that to God-honoring worship and to the reading of God's word and even to a person praying in Jesus' name. When you see a person repulsed by the name of Jesus or a sense of the presence of Jesus, you can be sure the dark kingdom is present and active. Did you notice Luke tells us the demon-possessed man was not wearing any clothes? Luke chapter 8, verse 27. Another evidence of dark kingdom influence with people is a fascination with nudity or sexual dysfunction. God has designed our bodies magnificently wonderful, and we honor God as we care for and respect our bodies and the bodies of others. The Apostle Paul wrote to Christians in Corinth, "Do you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your bodies." 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Of course, we know the price with which we are ransomed from our sin is the atonement death of Jesus Christ, according to 1 Peter chapter 1. Therefore, anything that distorts the holiness and wonder God has created in our sexuality is a clear evidence of the dark kingdom at work. So look around your world, even your extended family. What evidence do you see of dark kingdom activity in distorting or defiling the glorious work of God in His holy design for human sexuality? I think we should pause right here, friends. We'll continue on Monday and probably Tuesday, for there is so much happening here in this encounter with Jesus and this demon-possessed man, which the Holy Spirit wants to teach us about dark kingdom involvement in our world today. And I'll be here waiting for you tomorrow. But first, may I pray for you as we say goodbye today? Lord God Almighty, as we consider these truths about the dark kingdom, please, Holy Spirit, would you guide our minds, help us to understand the truth, and please protect us from every scheme of the dark kingdom. And I pray it in Jesus' name. Amen.